2. Jackhammered. Welcome to Buds.
Drop 100 push-ups now.
220 some bodies hit the asphalt and started pumping. We were all in camis, camouflage BDUs or battle dress uniforms, with freshly painted green helmets. It was the start of Buds training. We were bold, excited, and nervous as hell. We were about to get beat down, and we were loving it. The instructor didn't even bother to come out of his office inside the building a short distance away. His deep voice, slightly sadistic, carried easily out the hall into the courtyard where we were gathered.
More push-ups! Give me 40! 40!
My arms hadn't quite started to burn yet when I heard a strange hissing noise. I glanced up to see what was going on. I was rewarded with a blast of water in my face. Some of the other instructors had appeared and were working us over with fire hoses. Anyone stupid enough to look up got hosed. Welcome to Buds.
Flutter kicks, go!
Buds stands for Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL, and it is the introductory course that all candidates must pass to become SEALs. It's currently given at the Naval Special Warfare Center in Coronado, California. It starts with INDOC, or indoctrination, which is designed to introduce candidates to what will be required. 3 phases follow: physical training, diving, land warfare. There have been a number of stories and documentaries over the years about Buds and how tough it is. Pretty much everything they've said on that score is true. Or at least mostly true. The Navy and the instructors tone it down a bit for national consumption on TV reality shows and other broadcasts. Still, even the watered-down version is true enough. Essentially, the instructors beat you down, then beat you down some more. When that's done, they kick your ass and beat what's left down again. You get the idea. I loved it, hated it, loathed it, cursed it, but loved it. Lame and lamer. It had taken me the better part of a year to reach that point. I'd joined the Navy and reported for basic training in February 19th.